will you stop whistling, please? I'm trying to sleep over here.
Sleeping too much is a sign of depression.
Yeah, well, you keep whistling and I'll put a depression in your skull.
We've got damn near 8 hours before we get to the library. I'm just trying to stay alert.
Well, I hate that song.
So do I.
I made up words to the damn thing.
What?
I made up words to Hail to the Chief. I sing them to myself every time they play it.
I made up words to it, too.
Yeah, let me hear yours.
No, you go first.
No, no, you do yours, then I'll sing mine.
Hail to the chief, he's the chief and he needs hailing. He is the chief, so everybody hail like crazy. Hail to... That's more or less. Okay, well, let's hear your version, Gershwin.
No.
Well, what do you mean, no? I sang mine.
I know, you're an idiot.
We'll spend a little time in the Not in a Creepy Waiting Room talking about election 2020. It's the night of Friday, November 6th, 2020. 3 days after the election for the presidency of the United States of America, and we have not had a winner declared yet.
How happy are you guys that we didn't record this on Tuesday night?
I'm pretty happy. Although I still enjoyed Tuesday and Wednesday. I love the math of it. I had my map out. I was looking at counties. I got to explain to Journey with the difference, like counties and parishes and boroughs. She's like, "Parish, that means to die." I'm like, "Yep. You been to Louisiana? Makes sense." Turns out she has, I haven't. So, yeah.
Nice.
Actually, maybe she hasn't been. Maybe it's she went to Florida and Alabama.
I've been. It was quite pleasant.
Yeah, that's what I hear. You know, as our grandfather once said, Grandfather Clyde, you know, the sun shining, every place is kind of nice. So, yeah. And as I say when I go into work every day is a happy day. You have to bring your own mood to this organization because a good one will not be provided to you at the door.
Those are both great pieces of, like, just general grandpa wisdom.
Yes. Working on it. Working on it. So, you guys have thoughts about the election 2020? Aren't you glad we all voted?
Yes. I voted 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, me too.
And dropped the ballot off at my office, which has a voting station.
No, I threw mine in the mail, but it won't be counted until next Tuesday.
Yeah, I mailed mine September 18th. They got it on October 2nd.
Also, will not be counted until Tuesday.
Yep.
This week has been a very long decade.
Hasn't it, though?
Did you guys see the dude from TikTok that was complaining about Alaska?
No.
He called us the square root of Canada.
I saw the meme that said, Alaska's results haven't come in. What is it, 7 people and a polar bear? Come on.
Yeah, it's a thing. It's fine. We know how it's going to turn out as far as the presidential race.
You mean from Alaska?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think there's any doubt there. Although I'm still, again, this is Schrodinger's election. Until the votes come in, I'm still hoping that maybe Dan Sullivan could no longer be a senator from Alaska, which would actually turn the tables a little bit on the federal government. Also, Elise Gallivan could be representative, the only representative from the great state of Alaska.
I don't think either one of those is going to happen.
No, me either. But there are about 40% of the ballots left to count.
That's true.
So, anyway.
But yeah, I mean, it's Friday. It's I'm feeling a lot better than I was on Tuesday night. Tuesday was rough.
Yeah.
Tuesday made me legitimately sad.
Yeah, that's a large... I'm going to give you a little time capsule here to really stamp it. Right now, we are waiting for the results for Nevada and Arizona and Pennsylvania and Georgia and North Carolina. If Joe Biden gets Arizona and Nevada, I think he is at least tied. And if
no, he wins.
Does he win? Okay.
Yeah, he wins.
Yeah, and if he gets Pennsylvania,
he wins.
Or Georgia, he wins anyway.
If he gets Georgia and nothing else, he'll tie.
Yeah, okay. And if he gets Pennsylvania, he just wins outright, no matter whether he gets any of the others.
Correct.
Right.
Yeah. So, you know,
I don't know why they haven't called North Carolina, because there's no, I mean, there's.
Yeah, no, Biden
can't. Mathematically. North
Carolina. Yeah.
So.
But, and again, you know, I thought Arizona was going to be a lot further than it turns out to be. So there's still a chance he can lose Arizona. That would have been a flip. And it's a chance he'll lose Nevada, which would have been a flip in the other way. So, yeah. But still, Pennsylvania might actually be the key.
It's been the key the whole time.
Yeah. And Georgia, if Georgia comes out, then we need to send a special thank you card to Stacey Abrams for getting out the vote.
Yes.
Yeah. So right now, again, we're a nation divided, because no matter what happens, it's like, I don't know, what, 48? 51, something like that.
Well, they're saying it's going to be 50-50.
Yeah, it's like, no, I mean, is nationwide.
Oh,
because nationwide, I think Biden's still up by like 4 million.
But at least in this case, the guy with the popular vote will actually win.
Hopefully, there's still a chance he won't. I mean, don't get me wrong, but yeah, hopefully, it looks, signs are pointing to yes. If the current resident of the White House was a gentleman, this would be a lot less stressful.
But if he was a gentleman, he would probably get reelected.
Oh, maybe. Yeah, there you go. Yeah. But this just makes it clear. I want to echo something that Drew said off the podcast. So let me know if this is appropriate or not. Well, let me know if this is not appropriate. there has got to be a reckoning, and I mean on both sides. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
There needs to be a serious reckoning. The Republicans, again, who I don't have problems with conservative ideas, even if I disagree with them, but anybody who enabled the president, I think, needs to pay a steep price. And the Democrats. The people who have just gotten in the way, like Nancy Pelosi, for instance, she needs to go. She's no longer be the speaker.
You think she got in the way?
I think so, yeah.
How?
She was such an emblem. I mean, maybe she was just demonized. Maybe that's what I don't like is. She's the Hillary Clinton of this race.
If she were a male, she would not have been put down as she was.
Oh, no. Mitch McConnell deserves to be castigated and other words that sound alike.
That's, gosh. McConnell, Gollum in Kentucky and Lady G in South Carolina. Both of those were results that just really bummed me out.
Yeah.
But in no way are surprising.
No. Nope.
Yeah.
And again, it's, you know, here's one, the pollsters were wrong.
Yeah, turns out we can't trust polls because people don't answer polls accurately. And perhaps the people that they're polling aren't actually the voters.
Well, that's the thing. It's a new dynamic. Well,
how wrong are they really going to turn out to be, though? I mean, it's trending that Biden could end up with 306.
Yeah, that's true.
Electoral votes. And yeah, maybe they were tighter, but you know, if he ends up pulling out Pennsylvania and Georgia and Arizona and Nevada, the models will be pretty close. I mean, Florida was always a toss-up,
except that ended up
not being very close.
Except they said he had a 12-point lead in Michigan, and he has less than a 4-point lead. They said he had an 8-point lead in Minnesota, and he has a 5-6-point lead.
Yeah, the problem is they're all skewed in one direction.
Well, so, but my point is, like, we just don't know how to do polling, and maybe we should stop relying on polling and actually, you know, force the politicians to do something, and that's how we gauge whether or not they should win. Because clearly, our method of polling isn't helping us. And I didn't rely on polls. at no point did I have any interest in believing the poll, so I didn't. But there are plenty of peers that were concerned at all. I don't know. I don't understand that after the last 4 years. How could you not be concerned?
Yeah. So
I don't. I will not trust in polls.
This may shock you, but I made up my own spreadsheet. And I was using the 538 sort of average of the polls, their forecasts, and I was tracking what kind of tolerance there was, so how much those polls had to be off for Trump to win, you know, just across the board. And It was always the same amount that Biden was up in Pennsylvania. So if they were off by 8% and he was only up 7% at that time in Pennsylvania, then the math added up for Trump.
Wow.
I'm also, I mean, I went to bed, I think, at 8 o'clock on Tuesday because I couldn't cope. I'm going to need a liver transplant at some point, I think. So I just couldn't cope with it. The longer I watched, and I wasn't really even watching because I don't have TV. So
come on. You weren't watching Steve Kornacki, my new favorite.
I don't have a way to watch him.
No, MSNBC. You can watch MSNBC live anytime you want.
How?
MSNBC.com.
You don't get, it's not free. MSNBC is not free. Not in the area where I live that has cable.
I would say maybe, yeah.
Yeah, no, if I lived in an area where there wasn't cable TV, I could probably get it on my computer. However, my internet provider who provides MSNBC as a pay package would not allow such, I'm sure.
Ah, okay.
And does not. Much like I can't get... Anyway, doesn't matter. But now I went to bed at 8, and I was just like, I don't want to talk about it. And Jesse was like, well, that's... I'm like, now I'm going to sleep. I don't even want to talk. I just...
It was a bummer and very, very triggering for like 2016 PTSD, like just how quickly they called Florida.
What gets me... And I'm not, this is not original. I'm not the only one who's said this, but what gets me is that, you know, half of the country thinks that he's a perfectly reasonable choice after the last 4 years.
Yeah. That is the problem, is that it is not a him problem. It's an us problem.
Yeah.
Yeah. After the last 8 months, yeah. after living through the last 8 months, that many people thought, yeah, we want more of this. That's the better option.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, my thought is not original either, but, you know, I've likened this to a death cult. The problem is they're in Jonestown now. Like, they're in Guyana, and they're, you know, things are looking bad.
We won't be that lucky. They're not going away. I mean, I still don't have my hopes up. I'm still not convinced. I won't trust anything until after Inauguration Day.
I guess the perverse part of me, not in that way, wants to see the U.S. Marshals. Way. Yeah, he wants U.S. Marshals to just walk him out quietly on the last day. But we'll see.
No, I want to see him dragged out kicking and screaming.
Yeah, well, honestly, I think Joe Biden might be a great president, not because he'll do anything, not expecting anything out of it, just dry toast. I just want a moment of dry toast. let's get the fucking government like back on track, making the sausage, and then we can bitch about how the sausage is made. But I just
make
want somebody
government from, boring again.
Yes, yes, yeah. Because again, it's as if he's been trying to lose this election since 2015 and can't figure out how to do it. He keeps throwing shit against the wall, hoping that people will call him on it. And there's just something broken in that won't let him give up, which, you know, I guess would make a good politician. But Yeah. He doesn't care if people think it's right or not.
I hope he never gives up. I hope he takes it to court. I hope that the entirety of his focus for the next 2 months is on trying to overturn the election, because I'm actually really concerned what would happen if he finally was like, fuck it. I know I'm done for. Like, what kind of scorched earth could he do exactly. During the lame duck session?
Yeah. So
codes, he could scorch a lot of earth.
So that's one thing. But here's the other thing. When he's no longer in office, but he still knows potentially some things that we would be not comfortable with him knowing, as he knows now. Now he's free to roam to other countries and sell that data to people.
Lock the door on the way out. That's what I say. Put him on the no-fly list. As soon as he leaves the country, we're good to go. Wait till The Hague brings him up on charges. Wait, that's President George W. Bush. Never mind.
I'm just saying the fact that he probably doesn't even have appropriate knowledge or even accurate knowledge, because I think his retention is not anywhere in the realm of reality. So I'm sure he makes shit up on the fly all the time, because that's seemingly his style. So I'm not saying he will have accurate information as much as plenty of our enemies would love to have some of that information, if nothing else, to sow.
Oh, I can, you know, he's doubt got Ivanka and Jared that have plenty of information without getting the proper security clearances.
Well, there's that.
And
so I think he's going to be a threat no matter what. I don't think he's going away. I think he's gonna raise noise and keep his followers engaged by stirring them up and claiming this is all a big sham and it was all rigged and it was all fake news. And, you know, then God forbid he runs in 2024.
Well, but he's doing it in such a Trump way that it's fucking over the top. Like, Fox News declared Arizona. Fox News will cut away from his program. His, like, you know, big ass crazy sowing seeds of discontent and I don't know, treason, anarchy. Again, he's his circle of influence is getting smaller and smaller, or his circle of friends, let's say. Also, yeah, you know, and to echo Drew for a second also, Mike Pence is making phone calls to fund all these legal challenges. Fucking, I hope they spend all the money. I hope they spend everything they would spend to try to get people elected in 2024 just to try to win this thing, because it's almost guaranteed pointless.
So yeah, someone on Twitter read the fine print in one of those solicitations, and it says that 50% of the donation is actually going to go to pay off the debt of the campaign.
Nice. Yeah. Yeah. And again, the Democrats, once all the dust is settled, the Democrats have some reckoning to do, too, because, again, maybe based on bad polling data, but they spent a lot of money on things that were probably never going to happen. Like, they weren't going to kick Lindsey Graham out of there. They weren't going to kick Mitch McConnell out of there. But I mean, I guess it's worthy to try. Still, we'll see. I love the fact that even some of my more vocal Trump friends on Facebook are starting to take that tack, saying, well, now it's just now that the election is over, we need to all remember we're all people and we all are together, and we shouldn't foster any hate. Like, oh, the last fucking 5 years, all you've done is foster hate.
I love the fact that I think this is just part of the lexicon now, that from now until the end of time, or at least for our generation, anytime anybody is in a situation where they're pretty happy with how things are now and they don't want it to change, they're just going to say, stop the count.
Exactly. Yes.
Your team's up in the Super Bowl. Like, stop the count.
Mm-hmm, I love it.
and everybody's gonna know what it means. And he's made a giant joke of himself, even more than I thought was possible.
And Rudy Giuliani, man, that guy. Now, I frankly felt a little sorry for him because I did see the new Borat movie, which wasn't great. And he was just literally was tucking his shirt in. It wasn't, he thought he was a smarmy, charming old man, but he wasn't doing anything inappropriate. And yet he's still evil. And the only thing that makes it, I feel a little bit sorry because he actually looks like, Willem Dafoe in Shadow of the Vampire or Nosferatu. I'm feeling actually kind of upbeat. I think I am hopeful. Maybe that's the crazy, overly optimistic side of me, but I don't feel like I did after 2016 when it really, like, there was just no way.
As depressing as Tuesday night was, since then, it's actually been kind of exciting because it has been a slow and inevitable creep in the right direction, and the meltdowns from Trump and his campaign have been pretty fun to watch.
Yeah,
because there's nothing they can do about it.
Nope. And, you know, I don't know if you've seen him too. I'm sure you have going out to the Valley, but you know, we have plenty of, a big ass Trump pickup trucks with flags on them in Anchorage too, Alaska. So
my new street has people with Trump flags on it.
Cool.
Of course it does.
Yeah.
It's a nice neighborhood.
Exactly. Hey, your neighborhood is what they were warning you against.
My current neighborhood or the new one?
The new one. They'll be coming. Those people are going to come into the suburbs if you don't reelect me again, man. They're coming to get you. Coming to get you and impregnate your daughters.
I think it's, well, not my daughters. Pray for my nieces. It's interesting that you're right, Eric, when you talk about the vocal right who said, well, we just need to, this is now, we need to put it all behind us. Yeah, no. I and people on the left are saying we need to be nice too. No, I am done being nice. The next 4 years, I'm going to make it miserable for everybody on the right that I know.
There you go.
Because I don't want there to be any doubt the next time this happens, because we know it will happen again. No, I'm not putting up with it next time. It won't be peaceful. It won't be positive. It'll be destructive and ugly. I'm not doing this again. This has hurt the entire country in ways that may be irreparable for many decades, if not generations.
Well, we'll just see what happens to Supreme Court things down the road.
Uh-huh.
That's going to be
my Eric's favorite roadside sign was conspicuously empty for the first time.
No.
I've ever seen it when I drove by it today.
You'd think at least he'd have something to say about the new gay lady acting mayor in Anchorage.
I was really hoping it would say stop the count.
Yeah, there you
go. I was excited.
Yeah. A little asterisk, except for in Arizona.
Well, that's the thing. That's the thing. His there's no logic at anything. He's grasping at straws.
And there hasn't been in the very beginning. If this has taught us anything, it's that there aren't as many rules as we thought. They were just suggestions.
Well, and the irony may come down to, too, also, is that all of his dickering around with the Postal Service may have hurt him more than it helped him.
Sure.
So, I mean, there are lots of things that turns out he didn't know what he was doing well enough to do anything competently, as usual. So... and the people on the right here claiming we've cheated and we're cheating. Don't you think if we were cheating, this would be a landslide? This would already be over. We wouldn't still be going through this. We would also. Yeah,
that's the dumbest narrative that.
Yeah.
The cheating occurred, but they still allowed for a great night for every other Republican.
Yeah. And we didn't take the Senate.
Yeah.
Because let me tell you, if we had taken the Senate and the presidency in the landslide that I was hoping for, that's when you start sharpening the knives and saying, okay, we got to make sure we treat the Republican Party like Germany after World War II. It's like, again, there's going to be a mighty judgment.
Here's one fun thing that's come out of the Trump administration in the past couple days.
I'm so glad you can find something fun. I'm struggling, so I'm glad somebody.
Well, bear with me for a second.
No.
So when you have children, I have up until now, like, my children have been small enough that I haven't had to, like, actually compete with them about stuff. You know, it's either, you know, I just get to make the decision because I'm the parent, or if my wife makes a batch of cinnamon rolls, you know, I pretty much get to eat as many as I want because, you know, I'm bigger and they're little, and, you know, we try and get them to eat better than I do. So it's, you know, I get to eat all the junk food. The problem is, now that they're getting older, it's actually like a real competition for the real good stuff. Like, they get mad if they find out I've been pilfering their Halloween candy. I mean, like, because they keep track now, and they get legitimately upset.
You mean they have like a spreadsheet with the number of candy and what type, so they can see what mix it was.
Their brains are young and elastic. They don't need a spreadsheet. They remember every fucking thing. But what's great is I now have, similar to Stop the Count, I now have like a new addition to my vocabulary. I can just be like, I hereby claim this brownie, even if I haven't eaten it yet. So I'm going to think about that every time I do something like that.
Well,
when I get up in the middle of the night to sneak a midnight snack, in my head, I'm going to be like, I hereby claim this cinnamon roll. Mm-hmm. I hereby claim your snack size Twix.
I hereby claim the diabetes.
Well, so that, and I admire that. Hats off. I guess my version of that, especially since my wife is a Republican and I am a Democrat, my version of that would be, oh no, honey, this is a tax. I have taxed your Halloween candy of two Twixes and a Kit Kat. So, sorry, you want to keep, you know, you want to drive the roads, you want to use the hall to the bathroom. It's just got to pay your taxes, man.
Welcome to socialism.
Yeah, not socialism. It's just it's a little socialism.
Do you think it would be a bridge too far if we were actually able to have a family Thanksgiving meal with each other and I just broke out I hereby claim some white meat?
That's great. That actually is on so many levels. That's fun. Yes.
I think it would so greatly confuse our father that it didn't come from Brother E and it came from you, that he might experience some vapor lock.
Yeah, but I would be doing it for simple absurdity. Drew would have a point to it.
Yeah, I guess full disclosure, we didn't really talk about this. I mean, folks that have been listening to us for a while, Mom, they're aware, but...
And Dad, yeah, too. I mean, don't forget, yeah. Dad's listening.
Oh, yeah. I mean, as far as the three of us, as far as the three of us go, I'm certainly the most conservative of the bunch. Yeah, the last two elections were the first time I did not vote Republican. So, but even so, yeah, I was terrified. I was going to turn out Trump this time.
Yeah, yeah.
You're not alone.
Still could. But, you know, again, if I'm going to dream, I want to dream big. Speaker AOC.
Oh.
That may be a bit premature, but. Anyway.
Yeah, I'm not really down with a lot of her policy choices, but she is super smart and really, really intriguing to listen to.
She comports herself like a statesperson, unlike our current president.
Right.
She's certainly an example to aspire to.
Yeah. Yeah. Again, yeah. She's the wacky left as far as I'm concerned, but
in her drive to, you know, raise herself up and a drive to create a better world for what she believes in, and that she, you know, she's not afraid of who she is,
and she's not going to back down,
and she's consistent in her beliefs. She's not swayed by what the simple garbage that, you know.
She had a really interesting Twitter thread today about kind of analyzing what happened with the Democrats across the board on election, and kind of debunking the prevailing thought that it was the super progressives who got trounced. And one of the things she talked about was it's actually about how poorly Democrats across the board used digital media. And if you look at the ones who used it well and actually paid attention to it, they got reelected, even if they were super progressive. And the ones who didn't pay attention to it or didn't know how to use it well were the ones that really struggled.
Yeah, I believe it. Well, we're in new times. This is all new kind of stuff. Like Twitter, it's funny. I'm actually impressed about how much you're on Twitter. It seems true. But yeah, Twitter is why Trump is the way Trump is. Otherwise, he'd just be the crazy guy that you would appear on TV occasionally. Yeah, he doesn't have to do any press conferences. He doesn't want to, except it turns out he likes to do those things. Because he can be up all night tweeting directly to his favorite or against his least favorite TV personalities.
And is the hero who yelled after him, are you just being a sore loser? Has that guy been identified?
Oh, I don't remember. Is that the guy after the 17-minute speech?
Yes.
Oh, that's funny. I love all the pictures. Like the photographers were racing to all take a picture of the exit sign in the room in the foreground and him really tiny in the background.
Yeah.
It's like there was a line to take that picture, which is hilarious. Yeah. I would not be surprised to see all the exit signs removed from the East Lawn or whatever. Also, what the fuck is with all those flags? I was thinking to myself, are there 50 U.S. flags there? That's the only reason why there should be so many flags there, is if there's literally one for every state. When he had his little election night victory speech he gave on the East Lawn or building of the White House. East Wing. Did you not see that?
I didn't even notice.
Now, on stage, there was two widescreen TVs, and in between them, there was two dozen or more flags, full-size flags, on poles. Crazy. It's like, what? Subtlety. Thy name is not Trump. I guess I should have known that.
Yeah. What were you expecting? Something understated?
Yeah.
Something tasteful?
He's in the Trump wing of the White House. I don't know. I just, you know, I hope the Republican Party gets to be saddled with the party of Trump for a good long time.
It took them 8 years to get rid of the Tea Partiers. It's going to take them probably about 8 years to get rid of the Trumpers.
Tea Partiers aren't gone. They all became the same thing, I think. Don't you think?
Well, yeah, but they've been overrun by the Trumpers.
Yeah, so. Maybe. Yeah, yeah.
So, you know. Here's the scary thing. What's next?
Oh, it's fine. Trump will have left the country like he left all those other businesses, broke and ruined, and he'll just run out of town, try to sell his snake oil elsewhere.
Trump came along and the former Tea Party guys were like, wait, we can be even more racist?
Exactly. Cool. Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. We'll give up some of our fiscal ideals we hold true if we can just be extra racist.
It is with mixed feelings that I watch as interest rates now may drop to mortgage rates may drop to 2.3%.
Oh yeah, no.
You gotta stop looking.
No, because like 2 years from now, it'll be 18%.
No, I know. I'm locked in.
Yeah. No, take all the 2% money you can get.
I'm locked. It's done.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I guess maybe we'll have our victory party at some future date. Such as it is. Although, again, what victory? The victory is the bully gets kicked out, hopefully. Mm. Actually leaves. But he'll be kicking around for a while. But, man, like, I'm telling you, Ted Cruz, Mitt Romney, Marco Rubio, all those, Melissa Murkowski, Susan Collins, all those people that tried for 1 second to play a good game of opposing him, but just rolled over at the first hint of issues. I mean, I think Murkowski held off for longer than most, but still couldn't do it.
Yeah, I'm gonna have a real. I'm gonna have some soul searching when she comes up for re-election.
Yeah, she's my favorite moderate Republican.
Yeah, I'm still pissed about no witnesses and voting to confirm.
Yeah. Ridiculous.
God damn it.
Yep. Oh, well.
But otherwise, I think she's been pretty good. But it's a big otherwise.
Well, that's the thing is that, you know, Congress doesn't have a lot to show for itself.
All right.
So if you can't stand up to do what's right, and you don't have any other accomplishments.
There is almost nothing to show for the last 4 years. That's the problem.
Yeah. We can barely keep the lights on without a fight. Like, literally, they could shut down the government before this is all over.
We are no further along on healthcare. We are no further along on ISIS. We are no further along on the new tax system. Certainly, our border and immigration policy hasn't moved.
We have spent all of the capital we had in goodwill that we've gained since World War II.
Yeah. And you know, we our allies are, you're right. Our allies don't want much to do with us. Well, I mean, with Biden in office, maybe they will be like, oh, thank God.
No, we've got, like, I know, like, some of our listeners in the UK have expressed their thoughts, hopes, and prayers for us during our election time. Like, seriously concerned that we'll all be safe.
One of the groups that I'm in, a lot of them are British, and the last couple of days, because I've been avoiding reality and speaking more with them, because I just can't deal, and they keep asking questions because they're like, we don't understand your system. It's like, please explain it because it doesn't make sense. I'm like, I could explain it to you and it still won't make sense. Yeah. Like,
order, order.
Just like, I spent like 45 minutes explaining and they were baffled. They just.
So
every 4 years, we're going to spend $3 billion on campaigns,
which is fine. Hilarious because $3 billion of campaigns, but at the lowest ad rate, because that's imposed upon media outlets, is that campaign ads get charged at the lowest rate possible, which is hilarious. Also, I felt like somewhat of a senior citizen because I was, we actually got to take lunches at the same time because we had enough people for a couple hours at work. And so I was having lunch with a former trainee of mine, but now just a peer. But, you know, she's 24 years old, I think. No, 27 years old. Yeah, 27 years old. And she was asking aloud because I had the MSNBC on. She's asking aloud why they don't require ID to vote. And I had to be the one to break it to her that it all has to do with the long history of racism and how requiring an ID is like a tax on poor people because you have to pay for like a state ID. And that's why you don't have to pay to be registered to vote. You don't have to prove you're a resident and blah, blah, blah. Same reason why they don't make you take a test before you vote, because, again, long history of racism. Yeah. So, oh, that makes sense. Yeah, sadly. Sadly, it does. All these things make a lot of sense when you realize that, yeah, no. And yeah, Black Lives Matter things is really over people's heads. And I can't be the one, certainly where I work, I can't be the one to stand up and say, no, you don't get it. You can't say all lives matter, because until Black Lives Matter, we can't have all lives matter. And it's not all lives that are getting picked off by the police very noticeably in America lately. So, yeah, how about either be a supporter or get out of the way. This is not a fight you want to take on. Don't be on the other side of this issue, especially working for where we are, because this makes no sense.
Michael Che actually has a pretty good routine about explaining Black Lives Matter, just a statement, and how insulting it is to respond to it with all lives matter. He sets it up much better, but the punchline is, imagine your lady coming up to you and saying, do you love me? And your response is, baby, I mean, I love all people.
Yeah. Turns out I like Michael Che, his stand-up routine that I do, his SNL performance. Although last week wasn't bad.
I haven't watched in a long time.
Well, since we're talking about it, you guys didn't see John Mulaney's opening monologue 2 weeks ago?
I don't watch because I don't have TV.
Oh, sorry. yeah. John Mulaney, who is fucking great. He's one of the best stand-ups going right now. However, he made a big deal in his monologue about how it didn't matter whether who you voted for because it was all going to be the same. I assume he was trying to be like extra edgy and sarcastic about it. These are not the words we need to have over the air, saying it doesn't matter who you vote for broadcast the week before Election Day.
I did see a clip a few weeks ago of Bill Burr's monologue. That was great.
Yeah.
There was like a very specific moment when the audience completely turned on him.
Yes.
And he still just went for it.
That's what he does, though.
Mm-hmm.
He's the burn it to the ground comedian.
In other news, Oregon is turning into Amsterdam. So
yeah, what is up with so the way I understand it, they decriminalized pretty much all drugs so that
they decriminalized all drugs.
So it becomes like possession of a small amount of
it's a class E misdemeanor.
Yeah. So $100 fine for a small amount of meth or heroin.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Well,
The health authority is going to set up treatment centers, funded by an initiative, and people won't end up in. So the money that we would be putting into jails to jail these people with, instead we're going to put the money into treatment so that the people don't end up with a felony on their record and can no longer get a job and then end up recursively through the system. So instead they will go to treatment centers and they will get ongoing treatment and some kind of counseling that can help them cope and get back into the world where they can be productive and have jobs and some semblance of normalcy and shelter rather than becoming a burden. That's the thinking. I mean, who knows? From somebody who works in public health, it goes back to that Steve Martin joke. You know, the Christian Scientist with appendicitis. From a healthcare perspective, treating people who have drug issues is preferable because it is. Incredibly burdensome once somebody has a felony and has a drug problem, because then their life is basically, it becomes innavigable sometimes. On the other side, however, I'm not wild about the thought of the idiots that are already talking about, oh, it's legal. No. Decriminalization versus legalization, they are very, very far apart. They're not even in the same... They're not even in the same zip code. So, but I, you know, I am I'm certain that there will be plenty of Yahoos that will come to Oregon thinking that it's all legal and they can do it because, it's legal. You know, what they're saying is they decriminalize it, but it really is legal. And so I know that's the shit that's going to happen. And that's frustrating from a citizen standpoint. And so there's that. But we'll see what happens. It may not, you know, it may be a fine experiment and it may not be. So I don't know.
You know, we had
really an interesting guinea pig.
Yeah. Well, we had, cause you know, we did that social experiment up here with the bail system, SB 91, it was called, for Senate Bill 91.
And so you stopped bailing people?
Yeah, it was, bails were set real low or not at all.
Yeah.
And what happened was, I mean, again, it's, you know, the bail system is kind of disproportionately, onerous on poor people, because if you can't pay your bail, you can't get out of jail. So if you're rich enough, you don't have to spend any time in jail. You just pay the bail and then you go out and live your life and whatever. So you get it that, you know, okay, yeah, people who you know, can't afford the bail, therefore, you know, so we solve this problem by making the bail less onerous, let's say. And so therefore you have other things like electronic monitoring and stuff. Well, the problem we saw is that when you arrest somebody for something and then there's no immediate punishment for it, they just keep going and doing that stuff again. Because they know you're not going to do a slap them on the wrist and they'll make them promise to go to court later, which they won't do. So eventually there'll be a warrant they'll get arrested on at some point. But we were just, it was basically you catch them, you take them to jail, or you take them before the court. The court says, yeah, you know, here's your $100 bail to get out of jail. So, you know, bye-bye. And then it was just a revolving door. So people got super angry about that. So my concern would be, I'm sure there is a disincentive to do hardcore drugs just because they're illegal, right? Because they're criminalized. So if you take that stigma away from them, would they become more attractive?
So one of my coworkers was absolutely, she said she was planning on moving out of the state now because this has just destroyed the state. And I said, I kind of queried her because I'm like, these people are already doing the drugs here. It's not like they're going to, it's not like we were going to invent these people that are doing that. They're already doing the drugs. I mean, the people are here and doing the drugs. It is already an existing problem. So trying a different approach to change the outcome is a good experiment. And maybe it will be a failed experiment, but we need to try something because what we have isn't working clearly. And when you're talking about the bail system, sure, I get that it sucks that people don't feel that there's consequences if they're just, you know, they're bailing out at $100 and they can go back and do whatever it was they were doing. But the flip side to that is that one guy that may actually not be guilty, who ends up not being able to get bail, loses his job, loses his apartment.
Commit suicide in jail.
Well, no, I'm just saying he no longer has a job or an apartment, and then turns out, oops, we made a mistake, and there's no recourse. So we've ruined somebody's life because we've instituted a system because we thought it would work, and it is not applied equally because it is disproportionately punishing to those who can least afford it.
Yeah.
So
which is disproportionately people of color.
Yeah. Yeah. So again, decriminalization is what it'll be, an experiment. That and the psilocybin therapy that will be interesting. So there is some medical validity to the treatment. So that'll be interesting.
We'll see. Like I said, I can't wait to see how the votes are going to turn out, to see whether the propositions are going to get passed or not. Doesn't look like they are. To see who actually gets to keep their seat, because the state legislature looks like it might be have shaken up also.
What measures do you have?
Well, the only one we have for Anchorage is, well, no, I guess, sorry, statewide is there's the oil tax thing, which is Proposition 1, where they tax the top five companies or something more strongly, yeah. Something like that.
It's just Hillcorp and Conoco.
Ah, okay. Well, there you go. and then the second one was actually to make it an open primary. And what is it called? Where you have your second ranked. Choice ranked. Yes. Ranked voting.
You have your ranked voting so that if you don't get a plurality, they'll throw out the bottom, they'll throw out the bottom one. Right. And then add those, their number two votes.
Yeah.
Back into the mix. Something like that. All right.
So your city that can't navigate roundabouts is going to have ranked voting.
A state. Yes. Yeah. State that can't navigate roads. State that in some cases doesn't have roads. Who has elected Don Young for maybe the 48th term. Oh, sorry. No, sorry. 25th year. Term. Yeah. 24th Eighth. Term. Yeah.
Well, I thought the representatives were 6 years.
2 years.
No, those are senators. All right. On that note, I'm going to let you guys get to your movie. Thanks for letting me jump on and catch up.
No, oh, thanks for volunteering.
An week. Yeah.
Yeah. So we'll salvage about 5 minutes out of the Not in a Creepy Waiting Room.
Week's not over yet.
Yeah. No kidding.
Week's not going to be over for another 4 years.
Read my lips. Read my lips. Read my lips. Read my lips.
The flexible freeze will get the deficit gone by, 91 or 92.
Well, today's unemployment figures show the economy is moving in the right direction. The economy is strengthening. The economy is on the right track.
I'm not prepared to say we're in recession. It does not fit the definition of recession. This recession is far less deep than the previous recession.
Saying is this shows that I supported federal funding if there was rape or incest, I think. And I don't recall that, but if it's there, fine. That's not my position now. And I don't recall it as being my position then.
Read my lips. Read my lips. Read my lips. Read my lips.
And I am firmly positioned in favor of overturn of Roe Wade, and that's my position, and I'm not going to change that position. You know, there has been, I have to make a confession, an evolution in my position.
Come on, Michael, give us a break there.
He didn't know about Watergate. They said, how do you know? I said, because I believe the president and I believe in the presidency.
Read my
be the education president. I don't care about my personal label. I'm committed to education. Although budget dollars are very tight, education is so important to me that I've increased funding. Dollar bills don't educate students. People coming out of college that can't read and have the level of literacy in this country abominably low. I've proposed a college savings bond to help young people save for that expense so that you can afford to send your college to children. Read my lips. 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 People said to me the other day, "Do you think the president knew about Watergate?" I said, "He didn't know about Watergate." They said, "How do you know?" I said, "Because I believe the president, and I believe in the presidency."